we look at the transportation systems as encumbering four R's: roads, runways, rail, and rivers. And because of the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, which focuses on roads, runway, and rail, our program is under the jurisdiction of the United States Army Corps of Engineers. We are a coalition of carriers, shippers who use the waterways, ports, organized labor who build the projects, conservationists who partner with us in some of the Corps of Engineer programs. We're about 175 members strong. They range from large corporations such as Cargill or Bunge down to a small port or a small family-owned carrier. There are about 300 inland waterway carriers. Most of them are third or fourth generation small business operators. But there are also some large players in the space like American Electric Power. We're an advocate for a modern, efficient, reliable inland waterway transportation system. It's a 12,000-mile system of both open water and lock and dam controlled waterways, moving about 600 million tons a year at a value of $232 billion. We move 60% of the nation's grain, for example. So it's a very important part of the supply chain, and we're the advocate for keeping it open and reliable.